You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. And today we have a very special guest, the one, the only, Caitlin Bristow, host of The Bachelorette, is on the show today. Mike, are you excited?
I'm excited. Caitlin is one of the, she's like Kanye West to me in the sense of she will always captivate you.
Yes.
Right?
And, yeah, I agree.
And also like Kanye, she gonna back it up. So I cannot wait to talk to Caitlin. See how her thoughts are on this season, see what she has going on in her life, and just get right into everything that's Caitlin.
Hell yeah, I totally agree. And but first, you know how we do, bro. We got to do our hot takes.
Let's do it.
So let's get into that. So it was funny because you and I were talking about this the other day. We have a group chat, if y'all don't know, you know, between Mike and I and maybe a producer or two. But we basically just throw around ideas. And Mike, you just actually came to the forum with a question, and your question was, what is more feminine for a heterosexual male, for them to get their eyebrows done or to get their toes done? So pedicure or eyebrow, like complete waxing, the whole nine, like the whole works, like you go to a specific store or location to get your eyebrows done.
Whoa.
Mike, what is your stance?
I didn't even say the toes. I was talking about the fingernails.
It's even less. I thought you were talking about the toes. Yeah, mani-pedi.
Never have I ever gotten a mani-pedi.
Have you ever gotten a mani?
That's the hands.
Yes.
you can look at my hands, but you need a mani. I probably need one, but I've never had one. What? I have had a foot massage. Foot massage feel great.
But no toe action.
No toe action. This is not 40-year-old version. This
is not Riley.
Riley. Yeah, okay. No Riley, Marissa. Don't kiss the toes. Let the toes be the toes, right?
I feel like I'd like to get a poll up because, I mean, for me, my stance is I think, now this is just me, I'd like to throw out a poll to all the women in the audience. Like, what would you think is too much? Is a guy getting a pedicure too much, or would a guy getting a eyebrow wax be too much? I personally think, and from what I've experienced before, is eyebrows just too much. Like if your eyebrows are looking better than your girl's, okay, I think she's gonna have a problem with that. But there's been instances where, hey, I may not have clipped my toenails or not kept them all the way right.
No, you gotta clip them things, bro.
Correct. You gotta take care of them.
You don't want
more so than your eyebrows. More so than your eyebrows.
I mean, well, if you don't clip your toenails, you don't want your girl waking up in the morning, Michael Myers her. You can't have none of that. It's Halloween around here.
Correct. So, yeah. We don't want any stabbings in the middle of the night.
Yeah. She can't be cut up. So, you know, cut your toes, right? But I think a part of this question, I think that if you were to do a poll, I think it'd be 50-50 split because of our audience is all over America, right? Now, I'm from the South, right? I went to the military in Biloxi, Mississippi. I'm from Texas. You know, I spent a lot of time in just Georgia, just the South in general. Most people I know from the South, they not doing that. They just not. They not doing either one of them, right? Not doing the eyebrows. I know you're from Miami, right? You know, y'all be looking good or whatever.
Listen, there's a lot of open-toed sandals. You know what I'm saying? Like, you whatever you got going on down there. Now, listen, I don't get them on a regular basis. Like, once in a blue, Rachel, you know, we'll make a little date thing. We'll go get manicures and pedicures. They give you a massage at those places, right? So I'm like, all right, why not? You know what I'm saying?
But it's not like without the massage. Don't lie.
I swear to you, I've never gone actually without Rachel. I've never gone without Rachel. So me going in, but I've definitely never gone to a location with or without Rachel to wax my eyebrows.
So we're talking about waxing because I think maybe I get a haircut every single week, right? But probably every 6 to 8 weeks, I'll tell my barber to like clean them up. So he'll take the clippers and he'll clean up my eyebrows.
Yeah, you know, a little trim on the top and around, that's okay. But that's, like you okay, saw, so homeboy from the show, I think his name was Chris S. Correct me if I'm wrong, but dude was like all laid up in the chair, face up, and they were like working on his eyebrows. I don't know if he was doing like the threading or whatever the case was, but he was going. He was going in.
I'm calling now, right now. His name's Chris J, right?
Chris S.
Chris S. My apologies, Chris. Chris, I'm calling it right now on your Instagram. In the coming months, he's going to be an influencer for eyebrows. Watch. I'm calling it.
But eyebrow threading.
He's going to be eyebrow thread king, right? You said something about your girl can't be having worse eyebrows than you because she's going to get annoyed with you. Nate's eyebrows were on point.
The dudes,
they was like on point. I'm like, I think that was natural, but so if you're a dude, you got naturally on point eyebrows. I mean, oh well, your girl got to deal with it.
Is it me or I kind of have a feeling that Nate kind of looked like a combination of
Joe,
like if Drake, Chris Brown, and Steph Curry had a baby,
bruh.
Am I
mind blown, bruh? He really do.
Good looking dude. He got the first impression rose. Good for him. I thought he showed out more than anything.
He is an identical of Drake, Steph Curry, and Chris Brown. You're right.
He had a resemblance to Chris Brown. Like I was like, I can't even pinpoint. I don't know if it was like the earrings, but
Nate and Joe look alike as well. They look like they could be brothers.
Nate and Joe, yeah. So Joe was the one from her hometown.
Yeah.
Right? The one that she's apparently slid in the DMs.
Yeah, I see. That's why I like Michelle, bro. She a real one.
Yeah, she confronted that. She confronted that real quick.
She's a real one for that, bro. Shouts out to Michelle. Hand clap. Because she's out here. She's a teacher. You know, she was like, hey, I like what I see. What's up? She shot her shot. Yeah. She could shoot. Obviously, she could shoot. Yeah. You see that, you know, from
but the question is, do you buy his excuse? He had a lot going on. He ghosted her. And he was just all busy.
That's a BS excuse on me. But at the same time, what he going to say? You know?
Yeah.
What is he really going to say? Like, it was a BS excuse, but, I mean, what can he say? Like,
yeah.
He was like, hey.
he gave the best excuse he could possibly give, I guess, if you want to.
Yeah, he did. I'll give him that. He did give the best response he could possibly give in that position. But we'll see how things unfold. I have him in my top four. I want to ask Caitlin about that as well. So I want to get into everyone's top four also. But the person who knows all about this, let's try to get some tea from her, is the host of this season, along with Tayshia, Caitlin Bristow. Let's bring her on.
Welcome to the show, KB. What's going on?
Am I allowed to say that about myself? Am I allowed to be like, KB? Like, or is that silly?
You can call yourself whatever you want.
Caitlin, okay. Let's be honest. You can call yourself KB, but no matter what you say, you're going to get shitted on by somebody because for whatever reason, you get haters.
That's a good point, actually.
For whatever reason, you get haters. I don't know why. Why is that?
I think it's because I like pay attention to it. So they're like, ooh, that's how I get her attention. So then I'm like, is this really my fault? Should I be like just trolling myself or egging it on? I don't know.
Ding, ding, ding. But it gets me too sometimes. So I feel you. Sometimes you just want to like clap back. So I get it.
Yeah. Sometimes you want to stand up for yourself. That don't make us bad people.
It makes us real people. It makes us human beings. So therefore, they should like you more.
There you go.
When I was talking about you earlier, when you were coming on, I was like, this is crazy to say. I was kind of like, you're like the Kanye West of Bachelor Nation, in a sense. Like,
explain.
I got to explain. Please, you know, when you bring Kanye in this mix, you got to explain who that, you know, he has a lot of stuff with him. You garner attention no matter what you do, whether you want it or not. Like, if you just want to, like, somebody, for whatever reason, somebody got something to say about you. You're magnetized to that, you know?
I mean, that's quite the comparison, but I think I'm like, he also like...
let's say Kim Kardashian is
a little loony. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into Kanye.
We're not talking about Kanye's mental aspect whatsoever. Okay, not 0%.
I'm going to just go ahead and take it as a compliment.
It's just, who else, like when they step out, no matter what they do, somebody got something to say.
Yeah, I just feel like that comes with any sort of platform. It's especially like, I feel like it kind of died down and then now being on TV again, it's back there. Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting.
We don't know. We're not on your level. You are the host of this season's Bachelorette, Michelle Young. And we want to know all the dirt Audra D'Urso, you in a whole nother stratosphere.
I mean, we saw on the first night that there was already some dirt that needed to come out. So that's crazy. Yes. It was crazy. I feel like, does that usually happen like right off the bat? Usually we discover the villains like throughout the season. This one was like,
Whose idea was that? That was brilliant. Like, you guys just stormed into everybody's room and just started ransacking their stuff. Like, that was amazing.
We had like one of those like blue lights that shows.
Oh no. Oh no. Did you see a mess? Did you see some mess?
We saw some mess. We saw a whole bunch of stuff that we didn't want to see. And then there was certain guys like Chris, who is from Canada. So I'm going to chalk it up, but he's just a really, you know, down to earth good guy. His room was spotless, his bed was made, and he's stuck in a hotel room. Like, his bed was made, and I was like, that's impressive. And then some of the other guys, like, one room really smelled bad. We put up caution tape. Like, it was a whole day. It was a whole day of busting into rooms.
Can't do no stink like that. Let's get right into it, because Ryan, who's the one who had the strategy playbook,
yeah,
like, that thing looked thick when Michelle went into his room. Like, it was a lot. How much was that? Did he have like?
Yeah, can you like break down what you guys saw? Like, I know we kind of dabbled in it on the show, but like, break it down. What was the worst things you saw in there?
I wish I like took screenshots or pictures of it. I'm sure someone does somewhere, because it was so fascinating. It was a thick playbook, and it had, and I mean, I get if you're like, you know, type A and you like things planned out and you like to see it in writing, or you are a manifester and you want to write things out, that's fine. And some of that was in there, some stuff that was in there was okay. And then other stuff was extremely alarming. And he had people that he wanted to act like in past seasons, and Jason Tardik's name made the list.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Did they show that on the show?
Literally said Tardik. Yeah. So I was like, what about Jason Tardik? Is he studying?
Okay. Yeah. So he thought that was somebody he should act like, or that he should, you know, be like on the show. I think Zach's name was on there too. And then he had like certain ways to not be a villain. So he had studied all the villains. And then I'm pretty sure he said he like wasn't a fan of the show, but he like knew who the villains were. He knew who to act like. He also said his type of woman, which was nothing like Michelle. And so many comments in his description of his dream woman was always like her, but with a bigger ass. Like, it was just,
yikes.
I don't know. It was a lot of yikes. Yeah.
So how does it feel that, you know, your fiance Jason was on his list? Like, from that aspect, right? Cause you got the original, you got the OG Jason.
Jason's a role model. What can you say?
Yeah, I know. I was like, that's very flattering to him. I was excited to, like, after we broke into his room, I called him immediately. I was like, okay, so there's this guy and you're on this list of people he wants to be like. And he was like, that's awesome. I'm like, no, it's not.
It's awesome.
It's
not
awesome. It's the opposite of awesome.
That's awesome.
So wait, explain to me this. Why did you guys wait for when you waited to reveal this information?
Well, okay. So Tayshia and I went back and forth on this so many times, because it's very hard to be in the position we're in, because, okay, sure, we're the hosts of the show, but we're also her friend. We're also mentors. We've also been there, and we want her to have her own experience where she figures things out for herself. And so we really went back and forth being like, should we tell her, or should we like let her figure it out? And then we kind of came to the conclusion together that like, that's kind of why we're here. We're more eyes on, you know, what's going on in the house. And we just saw that as like, that's a little too far. And we want her to figure things out for herself, of course. And there's probably so much we didn't know, but that information we saw with our own eyes. And we went back and forth so many times, and then just decided like, we didn't want to ruin her night, but we wanted it to be brought to her attention.
Well, she handled it well. It didn't ruin her night, because she came back. She was like, hey, have some BS. I threw out the trash. Let's get the cocktail party started.
And I love
that. That's what I thought she would do. That's what I was hoping she would do, because I know her, and I was like, I think she's going to just handle it and move on.
Yeah. I love how you guys did it too. You let the guy come in with his little ice cream truck, woo her. And basically you swept the rug right underneath him. I mean, he was acting all cocky. Even the other guys were saying it like, oh, he's pretty confident. He was confident about his time, but
Yeah, he, yep. I mean, yep. I
had
knew
a playbook, buddy.
And we watched the play by play of it happening. I was like, and here comes the ice cream truck he was talking about. Now he's going to say this because he had it all written out. And I mean, again, some things that's fine. It was just the majority of information he had written down in this red document. It was just, again, alarming.
So that makes me go to question, because he said it was he caught himself in a lie. Michelle caught him in a lie. He was like, well, my friend's wife wrote all this. I've never watched the show. And then sentence, he was like, well, I watched some of the show. It just was like, bro, at least he's getting where he wants.
You're a super fan, all right?
He wanted us to talk, and
you have a syllabus.
He wanted us to talk about him, so he does that. I like how you did that, syllabus. You know, Michelle, teacher. That was dope.
Yeah.
I see you, Brian.
You see me? You see me?
It's the doctor in you.
That was good. Yeah, I think he just tried to, you know, he was probably having like an out of body experience where he's like, oh, I am the villain. Like, I was trying to do all the things to avoid it. And I'm sitting here in this moment realizing that it's me. And so he's probably trying to panic, and it just didn't work for him.
And totally downplaying it, like, oh yeah, I don't really know what they could possibly find that could be that bad. Hello.
He really did.
He was freaking out when we left the room. He was like, "What? There's nothing in there." Like, defensive. Well, there's nothing in there. So
see,
I don't.
We didn't see all that. We didn't see all that.
Oh, I wish they would have showed
that. Go ahead. Yeah.
I feel like he's 100% going to be on Paradise, though.
You think so?
I think he's 100% going to be on Paradise.
Actually, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's...
I mean, do you get over that reputation, though?
Will he get a redemption? The thing is, the guys like that sometimes get a redemption on Paradise. Are we rooting for him or nah?
As of right now, I mean... not going in. I mean, he showed his colors. Like, he can still, you know, change and be like, okay, I can say this and feel this way, but just don't bring it to the hotel room, you know?
Yeah, seriously. Don't leave your playbook lying around. That's like football 101. Leave your playbook.
Bill Belichick will find it. But outside of sports, Kaylin, how does it feel to, you know, you're like officially a host? Like, this is your second season hosting. How is that feeling?
Truly, it feels right. I don't know why. I just feel like I love hosting. I love hosting my podcast. I love hosting the show. I love being able to, like, if you asked me what I wanted to do when I was little, it was like dancing was number one, but number two was to be a host in some way. And
I know. That dance with the stars, got it.
Oh yeah, I did do that. But you know, I used to always walk around with a Fisher Price like microphone and interview my family. But I always wanted my own radio show, and just I realized that hosting is something that I actually really enjoy doing. So it feels like a complete honor to be able to do that at this level, obviously. But I totally feel like a rookie doing it. Like, I'm not worthy. Like, I don't know how I got here.
But I think you guys are doing great. And what I love about it, which is something that we haven't seen with in the past, is the little quibs, the little zingers, the little play-by-play that you girls give behind the scenes. I love it. I think it's comedic relief right there.
That's my favorite part of the night. I just, you know, being able to sit front row to watch the limo entrances in all of their glory with popcorn and like a tequila or champagne, it's magical.
What was your favorite limo entrance?
Okay.
Top three. One. Give like a couple.
Yeah.
I feel like there was so many like moments. Okay, so one of my favorite ones was Chris, again, the guy who made his bed.
The salad?
No, but that's okay. In my top three. That's in my top three.
He's the motivational speaker, correct? From Canada.
Chris.
That's him, right?
He does speak well.
Chris is very, yes, he's so well spoken, but he came out and they didn't show all of it, but he had like the best. He does slam poetry, and the things that he said were like, I had goosebumps the whole time. They only showed a little glimpse of it. So my top like few favorites might be different from what people saw, but also Rick, the salad, the entree and how he delivered that was genius.
It was perfect.
It was really cute. And he's cute. So it like worked. And
I think
then
he friend zoned himself though, kind of.
Oh, you do? Why?
Just from the beginning, I was like, bruh, it was cute, but homie, you friend zoned yourself. That's what I felt like.
Dinner table Rick. I don't know. I thought it was hilarious in the ITMs. I mean, in the moment interviews, when it was just a table with his head sticking out, I couldn't stop laughing.
It's going to be perfect for some woman. Just, I feel like for Michelle, he friend zoned himself.
Yeah. I guess Michelle was like, I think she probably liked the guy because have you seen her play basketball, by the way?
I saw her on the show. Yeah, I mean, just the clips that she was, they were showing. I mean, she was draining all her shots.
He's incredible. So I was like expecting a lot of guys to come out and make balls jokes and like have basketballs, but there, I think there's only one.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned the guy was a little ballsy for coming in.
Yeah, right. Put his pants off.
Would you say, would you say, Kaylin, that he has a leg up on the competition?
He has two legs up on the competition.
Corny joke.
I mean, corny jokes works. What's the name? Nate has a good dad joke. You know, the corny jokes work sometimes. I like a good dad joke.
I love a good dad joke. And Nate was very smooth with it.
Yes, he was. He was. Mm-hmm. Brian says something perfect for Nate. Okay. So remember Nate, right? Does he not? Matter of fact, Brian, this is your credit. Go ahead. Go ahead. What? Break it to her.
I thought, no offense to Nate, but yeah. I looked at him. I was like, he looks like a combination of if Chris Brown, Drake, and Steph Curry had a baby.
Yeah.
Okay. You see that? Kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't see the Steph Curry in there.
Looked up. Yeah. Okay.
No Steph Curry?
I don't see the Steph Curry in there.
I see more Steph than Drake, honestly.
The most I see is Chris Brown.
Yeah. Like he's, with the earrings. It's the earrings. And that guy is 6'6". If he delivered a dad joke to me, I would be like, oh, you're so tall.
Whatever you say.
He's just tall and handsome.
Represent for my Austin guys out here. Let's go, Texas. Let's go, Austin. Let's go.
Yeah, but he's Canadian.
6'8". Wait, he's 6'8", ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, 6'8", Nate. Duh, I knew that. 6'8". I'm literally up to his belly button. It's wild.
Is he the tallest person in Bachelor Nation?
He might be. Yeah, he is, for sure.
And they just look good together because she's tall and slender and, like, he's tall. I don't know. They just look cute together right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yo, 6'8", boy. Because, you know, Thomas was over here like, yeah, I'm 6'8". Yeah, hey, Thomas, you're small.
Nate's got 2 inches on you, bro.
Yeah, I would love to see Nate and Thomas talk about their height for like 2 minutes and then I'm done.
That's crazy. I know he was that tall. Okay, so when I saw Clayton walk out, I knew immediately. I was like, I see why this guy's the Bachelor. 1,000,000%, all I could see was, this guy's the Bachelor. Even if I didn't know, I would have said that.
He's a very strapping man. And
strapping man. I like the way you put that. He's a strapping man. Strapping. I want that compliment one day. You're a strapping man.
You're a strapping man. I will give you that. But I feel like he's also like a teddy bear. Like when you talk to him, he's so gentle and so kind and so vulnerable and like really, I don't know. He just seems like a great guy.
I think he's from the Midwest. And it was a situation where I was like, okay, is he like a goody two shoes? But then he comes in with the limo entrance and gets spanked with the ruler. So I was like, okay, he has a little edge, right. A little personality to him. Let's go. Yes.
I'll give him personality. I don't know about edge. I'll give him personality. I don't know about edge. I'll give him personality.
A little slight edge.
Personality.
It was better than what I was expecting. I thought it was just going to be very bland and boring, but
he really spiced it up with the spanking. Cause I was like, oh, he's going to measure his can I say that? Sorry. I thought he was going to do that.
He just did.
And then I would maybe just bleep out that word. But then he did the spanking thing and I was like, oh, Clayton.
He said, oh, I like it. Strapping.
Yeah, you dirty dog.
So what was your worst limo entrance?
Okay. I truly didn't like the no pants thing. I was like,
neither did I. It's like, bro, you're trying to get married.
He's clearly just likes his leg muscles. So he was just trying to show his leg muscle. And I was like, eh.
Okay, I can't believe
I'm about to say this. Not the time or the place.
I can't believe I'm about to say this. This is the first time I've ever said this in my entire life. He didn't have the best leg muscles. I've seen men with better leg muscles.
Mike out here judging leg muscles on dude. Come on, Mike.
Kaylin brought it up. Like it wasn't even something I thought about like at the time. But she brought it up. I'm like, yeah, the underwear dude. Like, bro, come on now.
It's really hard for me to say nice things too about some of the ones I just don't like.
That's fair. See.
Oh, too much.
Tell us something. What should we be looking for?
I mean, there's a few, I like to say bad apples because it goes with the teacher theme, but there's a few bad apples in the group as there always is. And we got rid of one the first night, but that doesn't mean there's not anymore.
He must be so disappointed. He thought he had everything figured out.
Huh? That playbook didn't end on night one.
I'm telling y'all, Ryan is not disappointing. He feels like he's going to paradise. He's going to show out. Watch. I'm telling you.
I think he's going to be really worried about what people think of him after
he literally has just given himself the reputation of
people are going to forget about him.
Not there for the right reasons.
That's true. He'll be old news next week.
Yeah, that's the positive thing. So for all the people listening that are new contestants on the show, even if you know I know that you guys are all beautiful human beings, you're going to be forgotten about, and I say that positively because you know somebody else is going to be the bad person the following week. So
yeah,
take that with a grain of salt.
So Caitlin, I want to know your thoughts on Joe. Now Joe, good-looking guy, comes on. He's from her hometown, mm-hmm. right? And apparently she slid in his DMs. And he ended up ghosting her. What are your thoughts on that whole scenario?
Yeah, I didn't like that at first because we were again watching from behind the little bushes and we were hearing from like what she said. And she was like, you ghosted me. And we were like, did she just say he ghosted her? So right off the bat, we were like, I don't like this guy because now why is he here now that she's the bachelorette? Now he's like, oh, just kidding. I actually am interested. But I will say, you always have to give people the benefit of the doubt. You can't just be quick to judge and say like you ghosted, so you must be an asshole. So I think he was going through some stuff in his life and he wasn't in a place to respond back to some DMs.
You bought his excuse.
I did buy it.
Okay.
I did.
Okay. Fair.
That's fair.
Caitlin, I'm also very gullible, so who knows?
Mike just said straight up, that's bullshit.
It's bullshit, but at the same time, like, what can you say? He's like, hey, I'm here. I obviously do like you. I want to get to know you. Like, yeah. I'm not mad at him for it. It just was, he got put on Front Street, which, you know.
Buying what he's selling.
Yeah, I don't think that's wrong with it. You know, it is what it is. He got put on Front Street. He could have. I just love, with that whole situation, I love that Michelle was like, I slid in your DMs. You know, like to me, when you see someone in charge and like commanding that, that's just so cool to me. Michelle's so pure.
That's something you're going to see throughout the season, I think, is she just owns exactly who she is, how she's feeling. And I do think it took her a little while to open up like about the feeling stuff because she is, you know, she just deals with stuff. If something upsets her, she's going to deal with it and move on. And you just see her deal with a lot this season, but with so much grace.
Yeah. And I believe like having a bachelorette that steps up like that and just is no nonsense and just takes care of her business, mm-hmm. that helps separate the men from the boys, right?
Absolutely.
Because like all those guys that aren't there for the right reasons, like eventually it's going to come out. She just needs to stay true to herself and just, you know, enjoy the journey and she'll get rid of those clowns once it happens. But we'll see.
I think Michelle's going to do a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. I really do. She can stand her ground. She can call herself out, call everyone else out, and she's there for the right reasons.
Yeah, and she's fun. Like
she really is.
She's really fun and flirty, and she can like hang. You know what I mean? Like if somebody's giving her some crap or something, she'll give it right back and won't take it personally. And it was enjoyable to watch her own being the bachelorette and go through the motions and do everything that she was supposed to do and stay true to herself. It was really cool to watch.
I love that because Mike, I mean, you could attest to this. We like women to challenge us. We like, you know, we don't want pushovers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love that.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this question. If there was one person from Michelle's season who you feel should have been on Katie's season and one person from Katie's season who you feel should have been on Michelle's season.
Oh man, I need like a cheat sheet.
Picks of all the guys.
Somebody that should have been on Katie's season. Okay, I'm gonna go. Why do I keep talking about Canadian Chris like he's the only one on the season?
I'm gonna represent my Texas boys, so I get it. Represent your Canadian boys.
I feel like he told me he had a cat. And Katie loves cats and she clearly likes Canadians. So I feel like that would have been a good one for her. And then somebody from Michelle's season who should have been on Katie's. Wait, did I already? No, that's what I just did.
Yes.
Someone from Katie's that should have been on Michelle's. Ooh.
I want our audience to chime in on this one too. Let us know your thoughts as well.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, Thomas is a good one actually. I mean, Thomas was single, this is all hypothetical.
Yes. You know, they know me, no disrespect.
No offense to any relationships that are currently ongoing. So, Caitlin, we actually were discussing this in Hot Takes. There was a gentleman, I believe his name was Chris S., who actually had in his package, you know, his film package or whatever, to basically let us know who he was. He was waxing his eyebrows. He was like laid out, waxing his eyebrows. And I guess he mentioned something about like real men do their eyebrows or whatnot.
Okay.
Me and Mike were having discussion. Me and Mike were having this discussion. Which is like, which would you be more okay with? A man getting a pedicure or a man going to get his eyebrows done?
All of the above. Okay, for example, my dad, it was his 70th birthday the other day. And I
belated birthday, Dad.
He is the best human on the planet. And I was like, what are you doing on your 70th? And he was like, I'm getting a pedicure. And I was like, good for you. Like, he just he likes getting his feet rubbed. So why wouldn't he go get a pedicure?
See, Mike, the feet rub, the foot rub. That's why you go, right?
I said I had a foot massage. It was the best. I paid the lady more than double what it cost. Like, for a tip. So I get that.
A hand massage with a manicure. And you know what? Some guys need to control their eyebrows. And I can't hate on the eyebrow game because I'm pretty sure Jason tweezes his brows.
Just call your man out like that. Come on now. Just call him out.
But like self-tweezing, I feel like is okay, right? Mike was talking about the barber, like kind of edging you up a little bit. But I'm talking about like we're going to get like the whatever you ladies do, like needle threading and all that stuff, like going that extra mile for eyebrows. I'm like, nah, that's a little too much.
Brows, but I'm, you know what? To each their own, I guess. Whatever. Float your boat, whatever.
I like that. Brian, Caitlin, I don't know about you. I want to know, but I have so much respect for people that thread their eyebrows. I've gotten it done once and a tear legit fell out. No lie.
No,
so it hurts that much?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I like to be a dolphin, so I like get laser and everything. Like I don't, and it doesn't tickle.
It does what?
I just got tickle. The dolphin reference like 5 seconds later. It took a little time to.
You
register.
Get the dolphin reference. I think about Tia talking about she wants to have a little dance her vagina.
I thought,
or whatever.
The first thing I thought was Alexis Waters and the dolphin or the shark or whatever the case was. That's the immediate thought.
Well, the important thing is we got there and now we all understand.
We got there. We understand. So you just said something profound, right? You said whatever makes you feel good, basically, talking about men and being metrosexual. What do you say to the people that always continually come at you for shit?
It depends what time of the month it is. Because if I'm hormonal, I'm going to let it really get to me. And if I'm not...
Fair.
And I actually find it so comical because it always will stem from their own insecurities. So, or they're just dumb, or they're just straight up dumb. So people come at me all the time for my appearance and I get it. That's an easy target to, you know, if a woman looks different than she did 7 years ago on your television screen, you're going to call it out. I don't know why, but women always need to comment on other women's looks. And it's really tough when you're being compared to Tayshia and Michelle, these like two tall supermodels. And I'm like over here feeling like a toe. And then then they comment on your looks. And it's like, you have to really be, you know, strong in who you are and confident to get through that, because that would be very easy for me to be like, I am ugly next to them, or like, I do look old and I am much older than them. But I just, you know, again, depending on the time of the month, I just sometimes don't care.
Oh, that's the answer. Depending on the time of the month. How do you feel about, Jonah Hill just put out a statement saying, please don't speak to my body. He was very respectful with it. Just telling people to shut the hell up. Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if we were to interview every human on this earth right now, they're going to say, bro, just, you know, treat people with respect. Right. But then for whatever reason, a portion of those same people are the ones that talk the most shit. And you just said something that Brian and I always talk about. It seems like it's women coming after women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't see a man be like, you don't look like you did 7 years ago. A man's going to be like, damn, you look good. Or you don't look good. It's simple as that for a man.
Or if they feel that way, they just wouldn't say it.
Yeah. What is that? And from a woman's perspective, because Brian and I, this conversation comes up so often. What is that from a woman's perspective?
I don't know. I think it might be like also what society has done to us to feel pitted against each other for a long time. And I feel like that's kind of like they might have been raised that way. Their mom might have taught them that. It's like, I don't know. It's always just been, you know what I saw something really cool is a girl was commenting back. She made a video back to someone had said, all you're obsessed with is yourself. And she did the greatest like 1 minute video saying like, what if I was like, why are we in a world where like loving yourself is so like frowned upon? And she goes, and if I was obsessed with myself, like that would have saved my parents a lot of money for me going to rehab from being so insecure and having an eating disorder. And like, I wish I was obsessed with myself and that would make this a lot easier. And she got into like this really deep minute video of it. Yeah. And I was like, that's so true. Who cares if you're obsessed with yourself? Like,
it's like, are you going to be obsessed about me? I mean, apparently you are, but like, are you really like in real world going to be obsessed about me? No. So like, why not show myself self-love? Right.
It's that really stood out to me. Cause I'm like, yeah, you're allowed to be obsessed with yourself. Like, why not feel yourself and think you look good and post when you do feel good. And I understand that people were annoyed at me the other day because Roman, come here. Oh, that's Pino. You never bark. I kind of get why people came after me in my post, because I did have like a filter on and so much glam and my like, you know, in all these filters that are on Instagram, it's like enhancing every part of your face. And I get that that's annoying because to see that constantly on your feed, you're like, I just want some real shit. But I show up on social media real all the time.
Yeah.
And so that one time I'm like, I like to throw in a filter every now and again, or I was like, oh, this is some good glam, post it. Like, I hate when people are like, oh my God, why are you doing this to the younger generation? I'm like, if you follow me, you know that I show up real and authentic and like vulnerable on my social media pages all the time. Don't come at me for one post.
Now that's the funny part about it, right? You could do 100 things good, or you could do 99 things good, but that one thing that you do, that's all they remember, you know,
it's all ridiculous. The time. And it's kind of like us too. Like, it'll be like, there's like 300 nice comments. And like, then I just saw the, you know,
and those are the ones we talk about.
The one like, that bothers you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Question. Where does Jason play into all this? Like how, like, do you talk to Jason about situations like that where, you know, trolls or people are calling you out on the internet? Like how much do you confide in Jason? How much do you guys talk about that? And how much does he help you get through that?
Yeah, we used to talk about it a lot more, but like it gets to a point where you're like, it's still happening. Like, what more can we say or do?
Go to chaos.
But like, he sees it. Like, he'll look at the comments, or I'll show him, and he'll be like, people are so mean to you, because Jason's very lovable and the women love him, and he doesn't get a lot of you know, hate or trolls.
Well,
and
Ryan loves him too.
What?
Ryan from the show loved him too, Night One guy.
Yeah, exactly. See, everybody loves Jason Tardik, and I get it. And so it's interesting for him, I think, to see just how nasty people can be. Like, even the trolls that he gets are trolling me, like in his DMs and everything. It's crazy. So I definitely confide in him for a lot of things in life, because Jason's such a level-headed guy, and he just, I don't know, he's good at he's good at having empathy and understanding that it hurts my feelings. And he's also good at being like, but let's turn it around. Yeah. Good perspective. And actually that's a good way to put it. He always has a good perspective.
I love that. Love that. I love how you said, you brought it up yourself. You said people probably came mad at me for this situation right here. And I like that because I talk about my book, Self-Love is Self-Compassion, right? Mm-hmm. You can forgive yourself. And see, and or not even forgive, but like see something that like, oh, okay, I see that. No big deal, but I see that, right? So what do you say, I personally hadn't heard this term before yesterday, about blackfishing. Like what, I never knew what that was. How do you, when someone says that, what are your thoughts on that part?
Yeah, I Googled that because people were accusing me of that on my page. And I was like, what does this mean? What am I being told? And when I Googled it, I was like, how do I handle this situation? Because I obviously want to always be listening. I always want to say, I can't relate. I can't see where you're coming from, but like, let me try and understand. So I tried. So I was just Googling for like an hour yesterday about it and trying to understand more about it and seeing it like, is that what I was doing? And at the end of the day, no, of course, that's not what I was trying to do. Right.
As a black man, I don't think you were doing it.
Okay. So and don't. That's maybe what I would have to, you know, but then I don't want to put myself in a position or anyone else in the position to ask, because I think that's something that I've learned over the last 2 years is to figure things out for yourself and not rely on your Black friends to tell you and inform you. And so I wanted to do the research myself and be like, am I doing this? And no, of like deep down when I'm looking at that, I'm like, okay, no, that's not what I'm doing. But now I'm glad I understand the term and how to approach it next time if this comes up.
Love that. And I was given, for the audience listening via audio, I was giving you a small hand clap because, yeah, we ain't trying to answer every damn question. Come on now.
Right.
We, you know, we can Google stuff about Canada ourselves as well. Like, you know, exactly. And another example, right? But yeah. Kaylin, on to bigger and better things. You are like a super successful businesswoman, baby. Like super successful. You have several businesses going on, super successful podcast, about to go on tour again. Shout out to you, you know, give me a cameo. I'm got you when you come to Austin.
Yes.
How do you balance all of this?
I don't. I am a mess of a human being over here.
Tell me you're a delegator though. I have to be.
And I am so, so grateful and bow down to my team all the time because I just wouldn't be able to survive if I didn't have the team around me. It's a lot and it's all stuff I love doing. So it's hard for me to say no to things that I love when I probably should say no for my mental health, because I'm like a tour to me. I love connecting with the listeners. I feel like the Off the Vine Facebook group and like family genuinely feels like family. We talk about such deep things on the Facebook page. And I feel like when I see them in person and they're like, I blah, blah, blah. And we talked about this. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm meeting you face to face. And it's in every different city. And it's just so cool to, you know, feel like you can connect with all these people that you don't see every day, but who are listening to you every day. And at the end of that, it's like, it's so draining, but I can't say no because I love it so much. Same thing with, you know, like starting a wine label or going to Canada. Okay. This is a good example. Going to Canada. And I was like, I haven't seen my family in 2 years and the liquor stores there carry my wine. And I was just so grateful. And I was like, why don't we do like a meet and greet? And like, I somehow turn it into work all the time and need to like have more balance and say no to certain things. But it's just so hard when you love what you do.
That's amazing. Shout out
to you. If you had to give up one of those, podcast, being the host of The Bachelorette, or your wine label, which one would you stay with?
That is a good clickbait question.
Brian, did you just do a fuck, marry, kill for her businesses and what she does?
Yes. Maybe, yeah, I guess. Let's do that. Fuck, marry, kill.
Yes.
Wine,
yes.
Bachelorette host, or podcast.
I mean, I'll marry Bachelorette host because that's, I just live for that. I would kill off. No,
you have to. You guys,
you're a wino, aren't you? You gotta drink your wine.
My podcast is like my pride and joy.
That's your baby.
So basically, you're going to be polygamy and be married to both of them.
Thank you. I needed to find a loophole. I needed to find a loophole there. I don't know how to answer that question. Oh, that was tough, and I'm still not going to.
No, that's too crazy.
Good question, though.
What do you have for people out there that are like, man, she gets shitted on. Man, she has so many businesses. Man, she has such a great fiance. Man, she's like legit living her dreams. You wanted to dance, be on Dancing with the Stars. You're doing that. You wanted to host with your Fisher Price, going up to family members. You're doing that. Like,
and also,
I'm sorry, Brian.
To add on to what you're saying, I mean, Kaylin, you've been open about struggling with anxiety in the past as well. So it's like dealing with the anxiety, overcoming that, and still being as successful as you are. Like, what advice do you have for people out there?
My gosh. First of all, I'm the biggest believer in karma. Karma has no deadline. And it's just like, be a good person and good things will happen to you. I'm such a believer in that. I also am like a crazy manifester where if it's like certain moons, I will write down my goals for the year. I will like charge my crystals. I will put the piece of paper outside. I will sit there and like put myself, like immerse myself in what I think that would feel like. I did that with Dancing with the Stars. I have a picture of a mirror ball in my mirror because I used to look at it all the time and just like, I really put myself in those situations and believe that I can do them. And that's my advice. I mean, you just, that's so cheesy, but like believing in the fact that you can do these things, if you have the drive and the passion and manifesting and being a good human, you can do truly anything.
Has Jason picked up on those rituals as well?
He literally thought I was a crazy person when he first met me, because I was like, Jason, I talked to the moon and that's how I met you. And he was like, what the?
He was like, I'm gonna walk back out the door.
Check, please.
Now he's seen things come to true and come to life. And he's like, you are like, he calls me, what does he call me? A witch. He calls me a witch, because he's like, you just like have some sort of magical powers that you make things that you dream of come true. And I was like, that's a great quality. Even if you're
like, that's a great quality. I like it. You know, you're not crazy. 83% of what we write down every day comes to fruition.
It's a fact.
It is. It's crazy. Like, too. Yeah. Once you write it down, and then here's the key part that people, for whatever reason, don't pay attention to. Write it down and go do it.
Yeah.
You massive write it down action, and work towards it. As yes. Tony Robbins likes to say, you got to take massive action.
Yes. Also, yes. Side note for all the listeners out there, this is an F-boy pro tip for you out there. If you messing with an F-boy, listen, I saw this on TikTok.
So this is advice for women? This how to is deal advice, with F-boys?
Not how to deal with, but just a sign. If a dude always texts you at 11:11 or 4:44 p.m., it's a sign, because he's messing with you. He knows that you like manifestation and things of that nature. Yes. Yes.
Ooh, that's really good advice, because if that was me, I'd be like,
he always misses me at 11:11, right?
There you go, your gullible self.
Advice. That's good.
It's crazy out there, but that's what it is. So I have to ask you, from your first night, if you can't answer it, I completely understand. Or Brian and I, we could just do it. Who are your top four, Caitlin, so far?
Ooh, yeah, this is hard, because I know. Because
you know.
But I'll go from like,
just personal, based on the first night, maybe.
Like, okay, based on the first night, who yes. I really liked.
Yes.
And who I saw Michelle with was probably, let me just throw out some names for me. I want to like.
All right, we got Clayton. Well, we got Joe from Minnesota. Uh-huh. We have Nate, first impression yeah. Rose. We had Romeo. He spoke like different languages. He's a mathematician, oh, yeah. Harvard guy.
Wait, is it Romeo the young looking dude? The 26-year-old?
No, that's...
Who got, like, good skincare?
That's Brandon J. Yeah, he had, like, Brandon, a little Derek yeah. Jeter going thing going on. Yeah.
Oh, he's so cute. Okay, I will say I obviously can see her with Nate, because every girl that gives the first impression rose, you're like, well, I can see them together. Yeah. And so I thought they were really sweet. I really like her connection with... Romeo, like you said. I think Michelle, I think, was a little intimidated or afraid of Romeo. And I think she's just getting in her head, because I think they would be great together.
Jamie was another one. Jamie.
Yes.
He had a little swag in the beginning. They hit it off. They had a little connection in their first meeting.
I took notes about Jamie. Jamie had a great intro. He said, you smile with your spirit.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
He said that, and I wrote it down. I was like, bro, that's it right there, bro. I like when he said that. Shout out to you, Jamie. I like that, man.
Okay, yeah, I like Jamie, and then I also really like her connection with Clayton.
There you go. What about you, Brian? Who are your top four so far?
Let's see. Based on this list, I'll give, obviously, Nate, first impression. Fellow first impression guy here. I'll give Joe, just because of the Minnesota connection. I think she needs to flush that relationship out and see where that goes. I'll go with Jamie. And I'll give the young guy a shot, Brandon J.
Brandon ain't getting it, bro. No.
he won't get that final rose, that's for sure.
But he ain't getting the final rose. Nothing against him. Nothing against him individually. I just, nah. But yeah, it's not like genuinely nothing against him. Like, he could be a wonderful human being. We're pretty much in sync. I got Joe, Babatunde, aka Nate, Clayton. My fourth pick is still open. We still drafting.
That's how I feel too. If we're going on night one, yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I got my first three. I don't got my fourth yet.
Okay. But the fourth is always like an underdog.
Yeah, yeah. I did like what's the salad guy, but he just
the salad guy.
Yeah, the guy that came out with their he had the head of lettuce.
Oh, Dinner Table Rick.
Rick, yes.
Dinner Table Rick, yeah. He was like a little creepy to me at first. Like once
I mean, his head was just floating on a yes, plate and he was like, hello.
Yes, that is true. So once he came out from the table, it's like, okay, you're at least a little normal.
The dude from Houston. I'm representing my Texas guy. I like the dude from Houston. I forget his name. He barely had any airtime, but I just felt like he was confident. He gave me like that Idris Elba.
Was it PJ?
PJ Tucker?
No, it says PJ. I'm looking at the list. Thank you, producers, for providing some faces to the names.
It may be PJ, but he gives me Idris Elba vibes. And, you know, the women like an Idris Elba, like a debonair type guy.
Yeah, is it the one with the stash?
The fire truck, not the little puny fire truck, bro. I would have felt so embarrassed.
Oh right, he came in with the real fire
truck. The real fire truck, right? Bro. Okay. Imagine that guy that came with the little puny fire truck. Oh, that's so embarrassing.
It's a setup.
That was a setup.
Oh, yeah. Hey, homie, if you listening, you got, bro.
Great idea. Why don't you come in with a little fire truck?
Yeah, little fire truck. And then the next guy comes in with a big fire truck. Oh, my God. I felt so bad for him. I was like, oh. Terrible. And he was like, if you watch it, I remember because I had pressed pause on it.
Caleb, what do you think of Rodney, the apple of my eye guy?
Rodney, just he's a good time. He's just such a good time. He's just a positive, happy, good time. I really like him.
Yeah, that means friend zone, bro. That's what Caleb just told us. He got friend zone. You gotta read through the good guys versus the guys for Michelle. Right.
Yeah, the guys that actually have a chance versus.
Yeah, because there's a lot of good guys. You know, there's a lot of good guys.
That's true. I think about myself as the Bachelorette, and there was groups that I was like really attracted to. There's groups where I was like, they're friends. And then there's a few that I was like, you guys are douchebags.
You guys are douchebags.
I love the categories that are placed
there. You're douchebags.
You're going the douche pile.
She put some bass on that. The douchebags. Stay over there.
All right. Before we let you go, Caitlin, we gotta know what's in store for your wedding. Is there anything you could share?
I mean, not really.
No updates whatsoever.
Well, okay. So it's been really challenging for two reasons. One, we don't know what the world is going to look like in a year, and we want to, you know, get married. We want to get married next fall. So we know that. But we're like, what is the world going to look like? Are we going to be able to travel? Are people going to be able to cross the border from Canada? So it's hard to plan things like that because you've heard so many horror stories about weddings getting canceled and people, you know. So that has slowed us down a little bit. Also, Jason and I just celebrated like the last 2 days for being in the same city. So we're like, we're just both so busy that, and I hate that excuse because I had a friggin' 3.5 year engagement with my last one. And I was, you know, you just feel like you're making excuses, but truly we are just so busy that it's like, we need to schedule a time. Like tonight we have scheduled time to eat dinner and hang out together. In the calendar.
Listen, sometimes that's how you make it work, right?
I mean, Brian, you know, that's that story all too well. It's the same thing.
100%.
Yeah.
I know it all too well.
I love that. Yeah. Congrats on, you know, your 2 days of living together officially now.
Super stressed. Let's go for a third day.
You never know. No, he's leaving me again. He's going to New York it's his birthday on the 24th. And so I have a girlfriend coming into town the 22nd, 23rd. And then he's going to New York, I think. And then he's coming back on the day of his birthday. And I've got a special day planned for him.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, happy early birthday, homie.
Yes. Happy birthday, Jason.
So I have to know right quick before we let you go, who snores the loudest, you or Jason?
Do you know this? Because we literally just had this like discussion this morning where I was like, we got to figure out your snoring. Like, I can't live like this.
You said, do you know, your face was like, how do you
have
know?
Have you ever recorded him while he's sleeping and snoring?
Yes.
Like just to show him the next day?
Yes, because he'll be like, yeah, right, let me hear it. And I'm like, show him. He's like, oh my gosh. I get it. Yeah, it's some nights, it's not every night. So there's that. But some nights, like maybe, well, last night he had a few drinks because his bill's lost. Oof, so that might have made it.
Yeah, they did. But my Cowboys, though, what's up?
Hey, looking good, man. They're looking good. Yeah. Not going to lie.
Caitlin, though, thank you so much for being on today. We loved having you on and cannot continue to wait to watch you help out Michelle and her find her love.
Yes. Thank you. It's going to be a really, really, really fun season to watch. And thank you guys for having me.
Can't wait. Thank you for having us. Thanks so much. Mike, I absolutely loved Caitlin on the show today. I mean, she was so much fun. We laughed. We joked around about the first episode, which was an instant classic. I mean, what did you think of Caitlin's interview?
She's energetic, man. I really like Caitlin. I just like her spirit as a human being. I think that she owns the things that she does, whether she agrees with what she did or doesn't agree with what she did. I will say, I gave a bad comparison because she's not like Kanye, but that was the only thing I could think of that, like, that's the only thing I could think of that, like, no matter what, people got something to say, you know? Yeah. And so polarizing,
like she's a polarizing figure.
To some people, she's polarizing. And I'm just like, man, yeah, leave that girl alone. Let that girl live. But I loved having her. She was open, honest. That was kind of cool, bro. We played it, you know, Mary F. Kill with her, with what she does. That was kind of cool. That just came up off the
spur. She couldn't do it. She couldn't marry just one, right?
Hey, don't blame her. I don't blame her. In that situation, I feel her on that regard. You know, the things that we're doing, you love all of these things. People, you know, at home think that stuff just gets handed to us. But man, we work our butts off for this stuff, you know? So for her to go back home to Canada and have her wine in the stores, that's phenomenal.
And isn't that a misconception about, you know, people think that you walk off this show and it's like you're automatically an influencer making six figures a year.
Yes.
And while that may be the case for some individuals, you know what I'm saying? Like for the majority, it's not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like those people are going back to their regular lives. Like I'm in my brand new office. Shout out Beverly Hills Disability Therapy Center. But see, hey. I'm in my profession, right? So, you know, a lot of people go back. It's not, you know,
I still
all roses.
I still do financial advising. I saw somebody the other day talk about they were shitting on us for like putting out books. And I'm like, bro, I didn't even get a deal for my book. I paid for my book myself. I wrote the book myself. You feel me? And so it's just ridiculous what some people say. But I just love Caitlin in the way that she owns it.
Yeah, she owns it and she's super successful. Kudos to her, you know, for working so hard, you know, and building a team around her that helps her where she could delegate all those tasks. It is stressful, man. Like growing an empire like she is, that's really tough. So kudos to her for, you know, for everything she's done.
Definitely. So I can't wait to see what happens next with her. And shout out to all the people within the nation that like have turned a wonderful opportunity into a home run.
Yeah.
You know, like that, it is what it is. Like kudos to those individuals, right? Kudos to your wife. Rachel is demolishing the game. Kudos to JoJo. Kudos to Caitlin. We need some more kudos for the homies, but you know, it is what it is.
We're slowly gaining traction. We'll see. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode.
You know, we always love to hear your opinions, your stories, and your insight. So please don't forget to like, comment, follow, message us on social at Talking Out BN on Instagram and Batch Nation on Twitter and Batch Nation on Facebook. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you're listening to right now. And baby, don't DM me no more until you hit that subscribe. Love y'all.